All right, so we're back. I'm going to start this show off right now. I'm going to be cool and calm and cool. This is what happened tonight in the UFC. I'm not going to lie to you. Just go to Twitter. Go to Twitter if you're listening to me, and you'll figure out what happened. Because everything was going smoothly and fine until the last two fights. It's all good until the last two fights. And then you want to pull off this bullshit. You want to pull off this bullshit is what you want to do, huh? Here you go. Where we at? Where we at, ESPN? I'm going to pull up the stats because apparently these should be right, right? You would think these are right. I can't imagine them not being. But Magomed Ankalaev, let's start with him. Because I want to tell you, Paddy the Batty got his ass kicked. Paddy the Batty got his ass kicked. Oh, you want Paddy the Fatty Batty Yaddy Yaddy Batty Jaddy Matty got his ass kicked. Why, Yeah, he did. He did, and yet he got a victory. He's victorious. He got the win, though. It's not as bad as, it could be bad, but this was for a world title, was Ankalaev. And I'm not lying to you when I tell you, Ankalaev had 11 minutes and 20 seconds of control time compared to zero seconds of Blachowicz. Got two takedowns, I get it. So what are they counting that he was a wrestler? He's not a wrestler. No, he's a Greco-Roman wrestler, they said. So basically, he's going to get in clinches. He's going to do that stuff. He's not going to go on your legs. So if you're counting that he couldn't get takedowns, you're going to give that to Blachowicz. Blachowicz's probably a better actual freestyle wrestler than Ankalaev is a wrestler in general. I'm just saying, on the legs. That's what I would think. And jiu-jitsu-wise, yes, I would think Blachowicz probably is better. So there you go. So why are you going to penalize the guy because he got two takedowns out of 10? Is that what's going on? They're penalizing you for not getting your takedowns when you should be getting your takedowns? Is that what they were thinking, these judges? I don't think so. They're making it look okay. They are making it look okay, just like I'll tell you in a second what made it look okay. But why I'm on to this. So Ankalaev basically has 191 strikes. That's what ESPN is saying right now at the moment. I don't know what they're going to say tomorrow, but right now at the moment, after the fight and after the draw went down, they're saying he had 191 total strikes landed out of 312. Well, Blachowicz had 79 landed. He landed 79 strikes compared to somebody else landing 191. That's almost three times the freaking amount. I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry. If it's not even two times, it's almost three times. So, okay, that's a draw. He got the two takedowns compared to zero takedowns from Blachowicz. Well, there you go. There you go. That's a draw. A draw. We draw it. We throw it a draw. That's a draw. Hey, folks. It's a draw. If your ticket was going to give you $1 million because you had one of those guys winning, sorry, you lost. That's what happened. Well, because nobody's going to pick a draw. In a five-round fight, it's not supposed to happen. You're not supposed to have draws in a five-round fight, which is kind of confusing to me. That's getting so weird. But apparently, one of these judges decided, hey, we're going to give a guy a 10-8 round. So apparently they did that, and it was Ankalaev. So thank God to Ankalaev that he got a 10-8 round one time around, I guess. Is that what happened? I don't know. I'm confused. Somebody got a 10-8 round somewhere around here. I can't imagine it out being like that unless he got a point taken from him. Did he? Did somebody get a point taken from them? Yeah, they did. They did. Yep, they did. So I didn't see it. So Ankalaev got a point taken from him. What did he do? What did he do? No, because then they got a 48-47. I don't know what the hell's going on here. Was there two 10-8 rounds? How's there a 48-47 if a point got taken away? That's all I want to know. So there wasn't. I don't know. I'm confused on how these score. I'm confused on the hell on the scoring. I don't know what the hell. I have a 46-48, and I have a 47-47, then you have a 48-47. Where's this at? Where's this going? What's going on here, judges? Please explain this to me, how you judge that. Please. Please. Because if anybody looked like they might have had a 10-8 round, it was Ankalaev had two of them. He controlled somebody for two rounds, controlled completely. So please, he had the two takedowns, and he controlled them both rounds. Please tell me, please. So you're telling me what? Screw it, forget it. It's done. It's over. It's a draw. Nobody's a world champion. Go over. You're never getting another fight for the world title belt. Sorry that that happened. You're not getting one. They're gonna have to have a rematch now. We're all gonna love to watch it, even though we just watched one guy kick one guy's ass. Let's have another rematch of it. Anyway. That's not even why I'm mad. I'm going to get mad because Paddy the Fatty Batty Hattie Batty Jatty Matty Pimlet, whoever the frick he thinks he is, he got his ass kicked. Most people thought he lost 3 rounds to 0. Okay, but everybody else tried two rounds of one. We'll give it two rounds of one. We'll do this. We'll do that. We'll do this. But no way in the world did they think that three judges would score that round, that fight, to pay the penalty. Pay the penalty. But that's what happened. That's what happened, folks. That's what happened. It happened. So, what, Jared Gordon's got to sit there and go, I lost. I didn't get that pay. I didn't get this pay. I didn't get this pay because it definitely wasn't even fight of the night. Because this guy looked like a piece of shit dirtbag while I was fighting him and kicking his ass. I'm the only one that looked good. Patty steals a fight. How's this going to be fight of the night? No. No. It could have been performance of the night for me, but you screwed me and told me I didn't win. So there you go. Now we get nothing out of it. So cool. Thank you. Thank you. That's, I don't know. Maybe they just paid him. Maybe they paid him anyway because they felt bad. I don't know, Dana. You feel bad? Do you feel bad? If you feel that bad, you should come up on Monday morning and say, I resign. I resign because I'm not letting this happen. I know what's happening, and I quit. I don't want to be part of what's happening. That's what I would say. If I'm him, that's what I would say. I've retired. I'm retired. Go find somebody else to promote your bullshit. That's what I would say. Because this is getting to become bullshit. Now I got an 18-year-old out here choking people out. Well, that's cool. 17 years old, he probably couldn't even be able to fight what he was able to. Now he's choking people out. The kid's freaking good. But I'm going to tell you one thing. He's 18 years old. He ain't going to be out there pulling your bullshit, drinking bars, fighting in bars, doing all your bullshit, smoking weed. He ain't going to be doing that bullshit. You know why? Because he's 18. That's a misdemeanor, my folks and my friends. That kid's going to kick everybody's ass until he's age of 21. And then I'm going to guess, after day, he's going to go down downhill. Because you know why? Because then he's legalized to do whatever he wants to do. We don't know him. We don't know anything about him. Except for the fact he's a hell of a fighter at 18 years old. But that's what happened. There you go. You can fight at 18, but you can't drink, you can't smoke, can't do anything else. Maybe we should stick with that. That's kind of legal. He doesn't have the devil's vices on him. He don't have no devil's vices coming at him. He could do them, but he's risking himself way more than just losing a fight. Yeah, isn't he? He's risking himself a law breaking. So I'm just saying, I love the kid. The kid's awesome. Great kid. I'm not giving him shit. He won. He did what he had to do. He got the win. He took the guy down, by the way. Raul Rose is awesome. Ain't nobody beating that kid until he's at least 21 and we get to figure out if any vices control him. Because we'll find out then. But until then, he's kicking all your asses. So I wouldn't fight him, personally. But you're going to have to. Because he's quick and good, and he wants to have a belt by the time he's 20, he's probably going to. Because he said he wanted to have it, so they're going to give it to him. They're going to give him the shots, they're going to give him the chance, and he's going to get it. So there you go. Gordon loses 29-28. Not even one judge gave him the fight. How does not even one judge give you a fight? When Patty basically, I don't know what was going on here. Significant strikes, yeah, he got more. Well, what are we calling significant here? What do we call significant? How do we know that Gordon was doing didn't really actually significantly hurt Pimlet? How do we know that Pimlet's strikes actually significantly hurt Gordon? Let's just call them strikes. Let's just get rid of the fucking significant strike bullshit and say they're strikes or not strikes. If I'm on my bottom and I'm throwing strikes at you, that's a strike. If I'm on top and I'm throwing strikes at you, that's a strike. If I'm on my feet and I'm throwing a strike at you, that's a strike. What the hell? If I'm kicking you out, that's a strike. What the hell? I don't get it. Not sure. But apparently people in judging know it. They know it all. They're good. They're damn good. Those judges are damn good. They know everything. I'm getting banned and flagged and back smashed off of this. So anyway, let's get on this one. Let's get on the next fight before that in a catchweight. It was Santiago Ponzinibbio and I'm going to go over the fight card, actually. Yeah, I'm going to tell you what one, if you didn't get to watch the fight, because apparently I was going on Twitter and a lot of people were just streaming it for free. They were actually clicking those buttons that they give you on Twitter to stream it for free. Elon, thank you. But I ain't going to do it because I don't want to watch something if I don't pay for it. Okay, I just go to my little neighbors and watch whatever I want to watch until I get sick and throw up. Okay, and throw up until I can't watch it anymore. Okay, I didn't even watch the last round of the Ankalaev fight. I assumed he was going to win, and let alone he didn't. It was a draw. So I'm just telling you, here we go. Santiago Ponzinibbio did perfect, this was beautiful, actually. Ponzinibbio, who gets, whatever, he beats Morono, who comes in a short notice fight, tells him, I want to weigh in at 180, let's go in at 180, he goes, well, yeah, you know what, I'm not stupid, Morono, I'm going to get to your body, you can hit me all you want, which he did in the first round, he dropped him, but then he got to his body, by the third round, guess what happened, that body shot paid off, It was like a Mickey Ward special, man. He pulled a Mickey Ward special out there, and you know why? Because he can box, my friend. He can throw some kicks out there, too. He goes to the body. He gets in the third round. Morono's got nothing left. Plus, it was a short-notice fight for him. He knew he can get him that third round as long as he could take Morono's bullshit from then. Boom, he gets it done. Got it done and gets the win by a knockout. TKO punches, it says. I don't know. Whatever. All right, so next one. Now, apparently, this is called a neck crank if you want to go to UFC. I might go off right off UFC because I can't even think of my head right now because I'm freaking pissed. Okay, here you go. Here you go. Dricus du Plessis, I don't know what he was trying to do. Darren, did you think, because Dricus does gas. I get it. I see him gas before, but he sure as hell didn't gas in this fight. He was ready for this fight. He's used to it now. You can't bank on that anymore. So, I'm believing Darren Till was trying to play like a Muhammad Ali type thing into a rope-a-dopes type stuff because he didn't throw more than four punches in the entire first round. So there you go. There you go, but he ended up landing a 58 in the fight. He landed four in the first round, and landed a 58 in the next two. Just total. So I'm just telling you, I think he was trying to play a rope-a-dope. It didn't work. Dricus du Plessis is that good. You should know he's that good because you should see who he's beaten and who's beaten him. He's got two losses, but one of them are to RoboCop, and he's beaten RoboCop. And I'm not talking the RoboCop in the UFC. I'm talking the RoboCop got kicked in the nuts. Kneed in the nuts by some bullshit. He did. That's him. It's Roberto Soldic. And you want to know who he's at? He's at the company that's coming over here to take over. And that's one. And he was kind of been a... He had to have been like the highly prospect. Everybody in one got him? Telling you, one's taking over. It's way bigger than this. It's a way bigger mess than this. And Dana White needs to come on Monday morning and say, I've retired. They're messing with him. He was on Fox News. He loved Fox News. He loves it. He was on it talking about other shit. And now he's getting paid back for it, even though he doesn't own the company. But whatever. The company that bought him, I think, is from California. You should understand that they're a bunch of weirdos, right? Well, there you go. Here you go. Hey, Patty, how about you toughen up here? Because the only top point will break your freaking neck off. There's one reason only, and Bryce Mitchell had to take the fall for it. Ilya Topuria wanted him. He figured maybe there's a chance Paddy's fight falls off and Paddy's still there. He wants to fight because Paddy cuts weight and tells him when he fights. We know when he's fighting because he can't cut weight and make weight unless he knows when he's fighting a date. Telling you, as a true fact, look it up. Paddy goes up to 210 pounds. When he puts a date down, he's fighting. He's going to fight that date because he goes back into cutting weight mode. So we knew Paddy the Batty was going to definitely fight that day. There was no way he was going out of the fight because who knows when he was going to cut weight again for that. Ilya thought he was going to get him. He didn't have to get him. Gordon beat him, but didn't get the win. Now Ilya's in, and now he kicks Bryce Mitchell's ass. Sorry, Bryce. That was going to happen to you. It is. Okay, you need to, if you want to become a higher level, you're going to have to move out of your place and you're going to have to find a camp that can teach you doing other things. Sorry, this is what's going to happen. Other than that, you're going to be Bryce Mitchell. You're going to be a hell of a fighter. Nobody wants to fight with you because you're a hell of a fighter. You don't quit. You go. You give them what you get. You give them what you got. But it ain't going to work for you. It's not. And Ilya Topuria showed it. And Ilya Topuria finished him in the second round. Why? With a sub? You wanted to say Ilya was going to strike him? No. Ilya knows what he's doing on the ground. You don't know this? He's from Georgia. Well, figure that out. Paddy wants to say he's from other country. No, Paddy's trying to get himself out of a fight with that guy, and that guy's going to break his neck off. Now, I want to see that fight because there ain't going to be no judges' scorecards. No judges' scorecards there. You want to go to London? Go to London and put him on the card with freaking Ilya, and Ilya will make sure that does not go to a freaking scorecard. Ilya will break that guy's neck off, and I'm telling you, he'll break him. He'll break parts of his bones. Ilya will because he does not like him for some reason, and Ilya will beat his ass now that I've seen that he could. I know for a fact he can now. I just watched him fight. Watched them both fight again. And I was like, well, hell, if Gordon did that to him, what do you think Ilya Topuria is going to do to him? I don't care. Ilya Topuria weighs 135 pounds when he does it. He'll still do it. The guy ain't nobody to mess with. Have you not watched the 185-pounder Roman Dolizzi? I think he's from Georgia. Right? I mean, they had to know each other. That guy just breaking people's limbs. What do you think Ilya Topuria will do to you, Paddy? Paddy's trying to get the hell out of that fight. He's scared to death of him. Good gosh, he acts like he's not. Now, here you go. Okay, that's Topuria kicking Mitchell's ass. Sorry, Bryce, it happened. Okay, it happened. Good thing you gave yourself a loss, so now we know you didn't have a zero. Now you got two. But that's okay. It's okay. The guy's a good fighter, great fighter. I like what Bryce Mitchell's doing. Everything about Bryce Mitchell you gotta love. But that matchup was not something you loved. Because Ilya Topuria ain't somebody you frick around with, okay? He can get down to 135 if he wanted to. Trust me. He wants to get down to 135 and fight Roses Jr., who just won a fight tonight. I think he could end Roses Jr.'s little hot streak here. I think he could. Topuria, go down on 135 instead and say, I want you, Roses. I'll break that, and then I'll go up to 155, and I'll break that. Just do it. Just do it, because we know you can do it, Ilya. Do whatever the hell you want to do, Ilya Topuria. You just do it, okay? Just do what you want to do, and then win a belt sometime. But there you go. On to the next one. That was Roses Jr. Kicked Perrin's ass. You want to know what he did? Oh, he decided, hey, I'm not going to let Perrin even try to shoot on me, because I know Perrin's going to throw a little crap out there, and he's going to try to shoot. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to take him down to high crotch, pick him up in the air, I'm going to slam him on the ground, I'm going to throw legs, and I'm going to choke his ass out. Well, gee whiz, did he do it? Yeah, he did it. You don't fuck with this guy. Look, he kicked his foot off the fence. Do you not know octagon awareness? This cat's got octagon awareness, and he's 18 years old, so he's obviously training out of a cage where he's training at. You ain't messing with him. He stationed himself with that choke by kicking and planting his foot on that fence. He knows where that fence was at. He knows that fence was resting him. He wasn't doing anything else but putting his foot on it. Okay, pushing it if he had to. If he did not, he was going to use it with his foot. And maybe his toes could get in there and pull him back. I don't know. Can you get a toe grab? I don't know these things, but his foot was on that cage a hell of a lot. He was getting his little balance back. And then he was putting the rear naked choking and he finished the job. Roses is a badass. I'm telling you, he is. But let's wait till he's over 21. Or let's just have Ilya drop down to 35 and knock his block off. Do it. I'm tired of this bullshit. All right, bullshit people coming in here trying to act. Roses Jr. is no bullshit. I'm not telling you he is. I'm just telling you he might have a thing over top of everybody else. He's 18 years old. He can't go out and do the bullshit you guys are doing. He can't go party at the party club like you guys are doing right now. He can't do it. He can't do it. He can't even get in. Can't even get in. His parties are in his motel room if he had one. I don't even think he can get a motel room. I think it's 21 now for that. But yet alone, he can fight. He can fight. He's a hell of a fighter, though. I'm telling you, he's a hell of a fighter. Hell of a fighter. Don't mess with that kid right now. I'd like to see Ilya do that. I'd like to see Ilya Topuria just wipe out the whole UFC. Whole UFC freaking lounge. Say, I'm done with you, little bitches. I'll kick your asses. I'm Ilya. I don't know. That guy's a bad hiss, though, I'm saying. Jerry O. Rosenstruck said, Dawkus, go back to become a police officer. Okay, maybe you can defend yourself better then because you'll have guards on you. You'll be able to have shin guards, you'll have hair guards, you'll have face guards, you'll have everything. You'll have a body protector on you. I have a body vest. Go do that because you ain't going to stand in the cage and try to fight me. You ain't going to come at me and pull your little bullshit quick, slinging until the referee jumps in and says it's over, even though nobody's even really hurt. It's just the fact that the guy's throwing punches a million miles an hour. No, Rosenstruck said, no, I'm going to come and throw a million punches an hour. I'm going to knock your face in. Which, he did. He did. Nice win, Jerry O. Rosenstruck. Scary dude, if he comes out like that. Hey, if Rosenstruck start coming out like that, you're all dead. Because this guy can hit harder than anybody in the weight class. I'm telling you, he can. He can. We know it. We've seen him rip Alistair Overeem's lips out. They said it tonight. I've said it before. We've all seen it before. Just saying, don't mess with him. If he's coming out at you like that, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. He's going back to his kickboxing days saying, screw this, mother effer. I ain't going to sit here and take punishment and let a ref just jump in and say it's over when I'm still standing. Wah! Hey! Hoo! Ha! And that's what he did. Finish the job. All right. Edmund Shabazian finally woke up in the second or third round, even if they're crying about everything. Edmund, give me your balls. Oh, he hit me the balls again. Which he did. He did. Oh, he got me again. I'm getting so mad. But then he finally said, I'm fuck with this shit. I'm not mad anymore. I'm going to get him. I'm going to get him. And guess what he did? He got him. He KO'd him. Mojion Bola, y'all. He was a big dude. And he got him and finished him. I liked it, Edmund. Nice win. Big win. Great win. Loved it. Way to go. Here we go. This was going to happen. Chris Curtis sat there and said, let's go, Buckley. Like they said on the freaking announcer stable, they said, I don't know why Buckley's just going to the headshots. Why does he keep going to the head? Obviously, if you put your hands up and you cover your entire face, the entire body is open. It is open. Or go hooks to the ears. I don't know. Do something else but go straight shots to the freaking place where he's blocking. But no, Buckley can't do that because that's all Buckley does. So that's all Buckley does. And Chris Curtis weathered that storm and finally found his opening and KO Buckley with a left hand right down the middle and said, good night, Cinderella, because I'm Christopher Curtis. And I'm going to be a hell of a coach one day, which he is. Christopher Curtis will probably be one of the best coaches we ever seen in MMA. telling you, I've been watching him fight. This cat watches freaking, he tells you it's his team, but I'm telling you, this cat watches video and video, and he studies video. His whole life is MMA. And you watch him, and you'll see it. You're like, this guy knows everything about this guy. He knows everything this guy's going to do to him before this guy does it. Every fight he's been in since I've seen. Telling you, he's good. That's why he was confused with Hermanson. Because Hermanson threw a little wheel in there and started doing outside flinging kicks, flinging punches, and running. It was confusing to him. He thought Hermanson would try to get him down to the ground. Didn't happen. That confused him because you've never seen that from Hermanson ever. And you still didn't see him in his next fight because he got his ass kicked by Dolezzi when he tried to get to the ground. And Dolezzi finished him. Just saying, he's confused. He got confused one time, but I would have been confused too. Good job, Chris Curtis, by getting Buckley out of there. I love Buckley. Buckley's a gamer. He's a gamer. He's going to be either you're going down or I'm going down or we're going to a decision. But it's going to be a hell of a fight. Going to be a hell of a fight. And nobody wants to go to decisions anymore. You don't know who's going to win. So anyway, let's go on the prelims over here. We have Billy Quarantillo kicking him Hernandez's ass. I was kind of flabbergasted right here for a second. I was like, oh, shit, Hernandez dropped the weight class. Oh, shit. He dropped the weight class, and he looks pretty good, and then all of a sudden the cardio got to him, and Quarantillo kept pushing it on, because you know anything about Billy Quarantillo, he don't get tired. He don't know what tired means, okay? It says rest when you're dead anytime he sees it and he hits it. Okay, that's his thing. I don't get tired. I come at you. I put out volume. I put out pressure, and if you can't handle it, you can't weather it, good night, see ya, because I'll weather whatever the hell you got, and I'm Billy Quarantillo. Hey, I'm throwing out options here for all the other promotions that are going to probably be wanting to sign these fighters one day. Because these fighters are pretty damn good, but they're stuck in some bullshit right now. Now, how about you get out of your shit and get them. PFL, start throwing the money at them. These guys got to be coming up. Here you go. TJ Brown. Silva, I don't know what the hell that was about. He sucked balls. He did not look good at all. You want to talk about he's a submission guy, but Brown submitted him, right? Well, Brown submitted him in an arm triangle after he was kicking his ass all over the place. I thought this would go the worst case scenario for me. I was like, I'm going to take Brown because it's just, I don't want to take the fight, but I'm just saying he's going to be there in the third because he got, but no, you know what Brown did? He finished a dude. He finished him. He finished the submitter. Well, geez, you said he was a submission guy? Well, Jay, what am I then? A guy who just put you out. That's what he did. No offense, Silva, you did not look good. You might need to go back to the drawing board and probably not take a fight for another year. Do what Shabazzian did, take a year and a half off and refigure out what you're doing in life with this fighting, because that was your second loss now, which isn't bad. You're 9-2, but geez, old Pete's old Mizzo. Brown was on him all over, knew everything he could do to him, did everything he wanted to him. Even got away from him. Guy took him down, but yeah. Guy took him down 3 times, even though Brown held him up with 9 minutes of control time. Oh, well, there you go. So, obviously, his 3 takedowns led into 2 minutes of control time. He couldn't even hold it down. What's up with that? Here you go. I love this kid. This kid's awesome. This kid's a freaking fireman. He's a fireworks. He throws fireworks out there. He's good. He don't give up. I love this palm thing to the sides. Because whenever he throws his palm strike to your back, he ends up getting something fishy out of it, like a guillotine choke. I am telling you, he's doing something. You act like he's not doing anything with these palm strikes to the back. We got to look into this. Ask Boss Rutten. Find Boss Rutten out and find out what the hell this palm strike is he's doing. Because Boss Rutten was the king of palm strikes. And this Simon is doing palm strikes while the guys are trying to take him down to their backs. And whenever he does it, their backs turn red. And next thing you know, he's finishing them because it's like they ran out of gas or something. It's weird. I'm telling you, he's doing something. He's got something. He's like a scientist. I'm surprised if Simon was a scientist. Look at him. He looks like one. He looks like a very smart, intelligent person. Yeah, he does. I'm just saying. He does. And maybe that's what his buddy Pulisic's doing, saying, none of these guys even throw away kicks. Who's going to throw away kick on me? I'm just going to work another body up. I'm going to kick all their asses. Throw away kick on the guy. Kick his legs out if you can. Try to. I don't know. Maybe he's taking you down when he does it. I don't know what his legs look like. Toothpicks. Don't know. But that's just his show. That's a show. I don't want my money either. I'm taking it, but Cameron Simon. By the way, excuse me. Coslow ain't a bad fighter either. That guy's not a bad fighter. He'll probably be back in some sort of promotion every now and then somewhere. That was his first loss as a pro. His second loss ever as an MMA fighter. I guess he had one loss in amateurs. He can fight. He's got to start getting better on his feet. Better on his feet and he'll be okay. He's very good getting on top and doing some weird stuff on bottom with his. He does some weird ass shit on bottom, which makes it really awkward, which low level guys don't like to do, and you probably end up triangle choking him. But Simon's no low level person, and Simon got away from it and said it was no good. I said it's really uncomfortable, but I'll get my head out eventually and I'll kick your ass. And he swept him about four times too. How many sweeps did he have? He doesn't even have a takedown. He didn't get a takedown, but yet he was on top of him like four times. So I'm assuming the five takedowns that Kozlov got, four of them, Simon was on top of him because Simon swept him. So that's the show. That's that show. Check out the UFC. It sucked because the judges don't know what the hell they're doing. This whole show is weird, and I got to go. Have a good one. See you later.